who are Hashem's enemies. In Pasuk of the Pasuk this week's parasha, Vayibin Tzeh Ha'aron, it was when the Aron traveled, Vayomer Moshe, then Moshe would say, Kumo Hashem, rise up Hashem, v'yofutzo ivecha, and shatter your enemies, or scatter your enemies, v'yonusim m'sanecha mipanecha, and let those who hate you run from you. What does that mean? Is Rashi Meforesh? Rashi explains, v'yofutzo ivecha, scatter your enemies, hamachunosim, those are the ones who have gathered, obviously, against the Jewish people. And those who hate you should run away. Those who are pursuing us. Why these two different expressions? But Pashas Lentman, simply it would appear, that Rashi is addressing the fact that the Pasuk uses two different expressions. One is meforish, and therefore he explains that the reason the Torah uses two different expressions is because it's dealing with two different kinds of enemies. What are the two kinds of enemies? When it speaks about the enemies who Hashem is going to scatter, those are the people who have gathered up against us. And therefore, the way Hashem deals with them is the opposite of what they wanted to achieve. They wanted to gather together, so Hashem will scatter them apart. And those are the haters that have to run away. That implies those who are chasing us. And again, it's the opposite. In place of them chasing us, pursuing us, they're going to be the ones chased and they're going to run away. Okay, simple. So, the only thing is that there's something glaring about Rashi's interpretation that has to be explained, and that is, in Pirush Rashi, when Rashi is describing the first group of people, the ones who gather up against us, he just says very simply, "Hamuchonosim," those who gathered against us. And by v'yonusim sanecho, whereas when he speaks about chasing away those who hate us, then he adds a word later to elu ha'roitfim. It says these are the ones who chase us. Seems like not a big deal, but Rashi is very precise in his language. The dirch and demis noch starker, and especially when you know more about the information, you realize that what Rashi is saying over here is actually glaring. Because the mark of the Pirush Rashi is in Sifri. Rashi is basing his interpretation of the Sifri. In Sifri, before each of the categories that uses the word Elu, these are. Rashi changes the language from the source he's quoting. When he speaks about the enemies, he skips the word Elu. Whereas when he speaks about the haters, he does put that word in, and that's got to be for a reason, so we need to understand what that reason is. However, before we do that, let's look what else Rashi has to say on this pasuk. After that, Rashi again quotes the words Masanecho, those who hate you. Onesma first explains, who are these people who hate you? Elu Soina Yisrael, these are the people who hate the Jewish nation. Shakola Soina Es Yisrael, because anybody who hates the Jewish people, God forbid, Soina Es Misha Amar V'Hoyo Ha'olam, hates he who spoke and the world came into existence. And he proves it from Pasuk in Tilim Shenemar, Umsanecho Nosu Roish, those who hate you, Hashem, will raise their heads. Umiheim, says Rashi, who are they? The pasuk continues, Al amcho yarim osoid, those who come up with conniving schemes against the Jewish people. So, Pashas is Dorashi Osin Tzubavarno. It would seem very simply that what Rashi wants to tell us is, the pasuk red doch dovegetivos kumen melchama halten mitidin. If you look at the context, Vayibin Tzeh Ha'aron, we're talking about people who are coming to war against the Jewish people. In which case, Hain Favos Ruftel Zeyon, the pasuk mesanecha for Noibishten, why then does the Torah call them those who hate you, Hashem? It should be those who hate us, the Jewish people. The Rebbe is Rashi Meforesh, therefore Rashi explains, Shakola Senes Yisrael, Senes Misham Ovo Yo'ilam, that any person who hates us actually hates the Ibishter. Seems like a very clear explanation. The problem is, Sisabatomua, why are you only explaining it in the second half of the Pasuk? Or Di Shaila Shtel Tzachfir, Bait V'yofutzu Oyivecha. Surely the question arises in the first part of the Pasuk when it says that you will scatter your enemies. And Favosak Rashi, Dempir Sheshtefir V'yonusum Mesanecha. So surely Rashi should have explained why they're called your enemies, Hashem. If they're actually our enemies, why does Rashi skip it over there and only explain it in the context of Mesanecha, those who hate you, and say it's those who hate us? So, Simon Farim, Meforshim Vasenfrin, there is a suggested answer from the commentaries, which is, as Rebbe in the Pasuk Vasrashi brengt Asrai Vred Gizok Mesanecha, because Rashi is going to quote a Pasuk in Tilim where the word is Mesanecha, the Rebbe brengt Asrashi Oichefer Yonus Mesanecha. So, therefore, Rashi matches it with the same word in our Pasuk, and that's why he doesn't explain it in the context of Evecha, your enemies, but only Mesanecha, your haters, because it's the same word in the Pasuk. Onitefevecha Sheleniska Shamovim, because the Pasuk there does not use the word enemy, so he didn't want to associate it specifically with the word enemy. Okay, Doesn't seem like a very strong answer. But their tirutz is tzarchi and gadol. This answer really needs a major explanation. Because, v'rom in dem zelvim pasuk, go back to that pasuk in Tinim, far divertim asanecho nosu roish, before it speaks about those who hate you raising their heads, shtei kino yevecho yemoin. There the Torah says clearly that your enemies are going to make this whole tumult. In other words, the pasuk in Tehillim is referring to those who come against the Jewish people, both as the haters of Hashem and as the enemies of Hashem. So what's wrong with that pasuk? It would fit perfectly with our pasuk. Why does Rashi not comment on the word oivecha and only on the word mesanecha? And besides that, nochmer. And lechts the minyan vos Rashi zogdo, very similar to what Rashi's told us here, which is asoni yisol veren onguru from esanecha from the meibushin, that those who hate us are considered those who hate Hashem. Achshon Rashi meforish given frir is something Rashi's already told us before back in Oz Yosher. If in pasuk taharois komecha, the pasuk that says that Hashem will destroy those who rise up against Him, and shows hayom parashat v'shalach. Says Rashi, "Umi heim akomim kenegdo." Who are these people who rise up against Hashem? Eira akomim al Yisrael. It's those who rise up against the Jewish nation. And Doden bring the takedirai v'cheno oimer. And there he does, in fact, quote the full pasuk that we've just referred to. Neit fun lashem asanecha nosiroi. She doesn't quote the second part of the pasuk that it's those who hate you who raise their heads. No fun kino yevecho yemoin. But rather the first part of the pasuk that your enemies have created this whole tumult. And he says, "Mahi ha moya." What's the tumult that they create? Alam chayarim masoid, that they scheme against the Jewish people. And there Rashi tells us that these people are called the enemies of Hashem. So how come in Oz Yashir, Rashi was satisfied to say that they're enemies of Hashem based on the pasuk there in Tinim? Whereas here, he's skipping over the word oivecha and only explaining mesanecha. In our pasuk, Rashi does not address the word oivecha, but only the word mesanecha. Why? So, because of those questions, we're going to look at what some of the other Mefarshim say. And the Mefarshim find for this, the other explanations, Oivecho, Dina, find your enemies. You could say it's an ambiguous term, your enemies. It doesn't necessarily mean those who see Hashem as an enemy. Nafaket, the exact opposite. Divas Devish, hot they find. Rather, it means those who the Abish sees as enemies. Whereas the word masanecha cannot be ambiguous. Now, divas hoben dich feind. The only way to explain it is those who hate you. And that's why, according to the Mefarshim, Rashi has to explain the word masanecha. Who is it that hates the Ebeshe? Those who hate the Yidden. Whereas Eivecha, perhaps that might mean those who Hashem sees as enemies. But that's also not a good enough expression for two key reasons. Well, first of all, Noisef Halo Ikra, the main thing is, as about Rashi, Chaim Freeman Forge given Kanal, as Divos Alamcha Yeruma Soit, Verenongro Fenevecha. We already know Rashi's definition that Alamcha Yeruma Soit, that those who come up with schemes against the Jewish people are called enemies of Hashem. Oivav Shalmokim. Because already by Oz Yashir, Rashi told us that those who rise up against the Jewish people are considered to rise up against Hashem. So we already know that oivecha does not mean Hashem's enemies, but rather those who consider Hashem an enemy. So there's no reason to explain it differently in our pasuk. And to come up with an explanation that really doesn't sit very comfortably to say, well, in this pasuk, oivecha doesn't mean those who are enemies of Hashem, but rather those who Hashem sees as enemies. But besides that, in our particular context of this pasuk, there's no way you could interpret oivecha to mean Hashem's enemies. It's from klolos teichen hemshach haksuvim like pirush Rashi is muchuch. The way that the flow of these psukim goes, the way that Rashi explains them, it's pretty clear. As mit oivecha punkt vi mit mesanecha, that both the word oivecha and the word mesanecha meant the pasuk divas haven find eden is definitely speaking about people who are anti-Semitic, people who have an issue with us. And how do we know that there are people who hate us? Because they want to go to war against us. As the pasuk told us very clearly just before this, where it says, "V'orim reis Hashem nosei lifneim," that the Abish's ark traveled ahead of the Jewish people. Rashi is meforish. Rashi explains what does that mean. Ze'ha'orin ayotzei moim lemilchama. This is the orin that takes them to fight wars. Why are they fighting a war? Obviously, because they're oivecha mesanecha, because the people who hate us and are our enemies are coming to attack us. It's straight after that that the pasuk says, then it talks about the Abish scattering and destroying our enemies. Und wenn man hat sich hat keine Not nicht zu sagen, als der Teich von der Futsai Vecha da, therefore there is no way that you could say in this Pasuk the word Ovecha means die, wenn man der Ebeshter hat feind, those who the Ebeshter sees as enemies. So muss man sagen, therefore we have to say, as does the Sashi is God in the first shape Ovecha, the only explanation we could possibly come up with why Rashi does not explain Ovecha and skip straight to Masanecha is while the philosophy of Zan Friedrich and Pirish of Taras Komecha is because Rashi doesn't have to explain Ovecha, because already in Osi Yashir he explained that those who rise up against the Yidden are the ones who rise up against Hashem. But Klor Obgitaish as Divos Alamcha Yerim, so Kerio Isim Ovev Shamokim, where he said very clearly that those who scheme against the Jewish people are called enemies of Hashem. So that's clear, and we now get it why Rashi did not have to explain Ovecha in our Pasuk. But then we have a different question. If Rashi is relying on what he already told us in Oz Yashir, the people who rise up against the Jews are considered the enemies of Hashem, why do you have to explain a Mesanecho? And there Rashi does not rely on what he's already told us in the story of Oz Yashir, and he explains again Mesanecho, that these anybody who hates the Jews is considered like you hate Hashem. Why do we need that information here? Before we answer that, we're going to look at four textual nuances in Rashi's explanation. So there are a number of nuances to pick up in Rashi's language. And specifically, where there is distinction between how Rashi is speaking in this interpreter, in this pasuk, versus how he spoke in Yosi Yashir. We'll look at four of them. Aleph. Why is Rashi emphasizing that anybody who hates the Jewish people, instead of simply saying hates Hashem, is somebody who hates the one who spoke that the world came into existence? Why does he use a simpler expression, hates the Eibishter, whichever word you decide to use for the Eibishter? Number two, base. When Rashi is explaining those who rise up against Hashem, he adds quite a few words. Or me, heim, hakomim, kenegdoi. Who are those who rise against Hashem? And he doesn't do that here. Mesanecho, he says, those who hate you, eidu, sonu Yisrael. They are sonu Yisrael. Doesn't say, umi, heim, who are they? Why that distinction? Gimel, third thing. When Rashi brings dotirai from Pasukin Avecha Yemoyun, when Rashi quotes as a proof the Pasukin Tilim, that they are the ones who rise up or cause tumult against you, there Rashi says, I'm making a comment, and I can even verify that comment based on what it says. On Dos after Shaneman here just says, as it says. Doesn't seem like a big diuk, but it is. Lastly, Dalet by Moptaich and Diraya, when Rashi explains what the proof illustrates to us, is Dos after Rashi, here Rashi says, those who hate you raise their heads, Umi Haman, who are those who raise their heads in hatred against Hashem, alam chayeri mesoi, those who scheme against the Jews. As the shaila is very zayin mesanecho, illustrating that the big question over here is, who are these haters? Whereas dakegim dodim zokter Rashi, whereas when he spoke about in Parashas Beshalach, Rashi says, alef ki hinei yevecha yemoyin, umayi yemoyo, alam chayeri mesoi, what is the tumul, not who are the people, what is the tumul? The shaila is in vos mashteti asi amoyo funei vecha, there Rashi is focusing on what is this whole reaction about. On beis, the lochis Rashi mesayim, valzeh, and then Rashi concludes, and because of that, because of this tumult against the Jewish people, they're called the enemies of the Jewish people. Very different approaches. The question is why. So to understand all of that, we have to understand what is the difference between a soine and an oyev. And before we can get there, the first thing we need in order to understand what's happening here is Vasin the Shane Rashi Papasha Sain is Dashini Ikri Lagaba de Loshin and Sifrima Kuri Pirush Rashi. We're first going to identify the fundamental difference between Rashi's language versus the language of his source in the Sifri. In Sifri state, a very important distinction. Sifri says, Shakom Misha Sainas Yisrael, anybody who hates the Jewish people, Ke'ilu Sainas Misha Shamavo Yo'ilam. It is as if they hated the Yisrael who created the world. Rashi Zokt, Rashi says much more blatantly, that anybody who hates the Jewish people, they hate the Ibishter on them kilo without this comparative term. It's as if. In other words, Rashi learned as dosos to pasuk zok masanecho, the fact that here the pasuk says those who hate you, It's not only telling us that it's as bad and the punishment will be as severe for somebody who hates Hashem, the Jewish people, as if they hated Hashem. As find hoben in is enlach to find hoben the meibishan, hating the Jews equates to hating Hashem. No masanecho meint kipshutai Rashi is saying it's simple. Those who hate the Eibishtei, they hoben find the meibishan. Those who hate us, it equals hating the Eibishter. It's not punishable like hating the Eibishter. It equals hating the Eibishter. Other, devos is sinus is solus, as the far vos is sinus, misham of all yoilam. Or alternatively, the only reason somebody hates the Jewish people is because they hate the Eibishter. But whichever way you look at it, it's identical. Likewise, when Rashi explains that Hashem destroys those who rise up against him, is Hashem with Daiko, mi hema komim kenegdoi, there again, Rashi says, who is considered somebody who rises against Hashem? Elu hakamim al Yisrael, somebody who rises against the Jewish people. Nidvilu shena mechilta, which is quite different to the mechilta, says shakom mishakom keneged Yisrael, that anybody who rises against the Jewish people ki ilu kom keneged Hakadosh Baruch Hu, it is akin to rising against Hashem. Rashi is not saying that; it says hai nohoch. It's the same thing. While the right Rashi is dos hai nohoch. The reason is because the nations of the world know that we are Hashem's treasured people. Therefore, in the minds of the nations of the world, the Jewish people and Hashem are the same entity. Therefore, any rebellion against Hashem automatically translates into rebellion against his treasured firstborn nation. Because they see it as directly connected. This is what the Eibishter cares about. If I want to rebel against Hashem, this is who I attack. But now that we understand this principle, that as far as the nations of the world are concerned, and the Torah is attesting to this, hatred of Hashem and a hatred of the Jewish people is identical, then we can also see that there's a difference between two variations or two degrees of intensity of that hatred. On the one hand, you have enemies, or as they're called in Oz Yashir, those who rise against Hashem, and those who hate. Because hating Hashem is different to being an enemy or rising up against Hashem, therefore, Rashi can rely on what he said about Komecho when he's explaining the word Oivecho, but he cannot rely on that to explain the word Mesanecho, because it's a different experience of hatred. Von dem, was man findet, dass um soll man seinen Kamecho in Wecher. Der Fall was es einen kommen man soll al amcho yrimo soit. The fact that there are enemies of Hashem who rise up against Hashem by rising up against the Jewish people is noch ne kenraya, as man kan sagen das selber bei Mesanecho, doesn't yet prove to us that Mesanecho means that they hate the Jews as they hate the Eibishter. As their sinner to Eden is about vice of their sinner to Eibishter. We are not sure from the story of Oivecho that Mesanecho means hating Eden equals hating Hashem. Why? Warum? Because a soine is a far deeper, more toxic experience than oivecho, as we will explain, and it's such an extreme state that you don't expect anybody would have that state or that attitude towards Hashem. Kidra kamon, as we'll explain, and let's first look what's the difference between an oyev and a soine. The chiluk tzvishon oyev and soine beisman is medag the chiluk tzvishon diyes. So if we want to find it, what the distinction is, we want to be very specific over here. We want to understand the difference between an oyev and a soine. It's as follows: oyev meint azav osvayim is disina beikin and oyselachin goli dikin oifen. The definition of an enemy is their hatred is visible. Asinavos is fabunim mit asir befoil. They've translated their hatred into a particular action. Afirtzach mit tzveitin mit feindschaft. They're dealing with the subject of their hatred as an enemy. Whereas soine is somebody who has a deep emotional experience of hatred that perhaps we don't even necessarily know about. And that's deeper, and we'll still unpack further why that is. The sinatum sveitin is by eingekarvt in Herzen. This is not somebody who's just on the opposite end of a military offense. So you're the enemy because I belong to this army and you belong to that army. So we're fighting against each other. This is sinah. This is something which is engraved and etched within the whole fabric of a person's emotional state. So the person who lives with sinah, with hatred, doesn't only mistreat somebody when the opportunity arises. No, licking them. but his whole life is obsessed with this hatred. And he's constantly thinking of options and possibilities of how he could behave in an evil way towards this person. Like the pasuk says, when we're looking at how to define that somebody has inadvertently killed somebody else, so we say the person hasn't hated this person for the last few days. Which tells us that if somebody is constantly thinking and scheming how they could harm somebody else, that is the definition of a sone. So an oyev is kind of practical. We're fighting against each other. A sone is obsessed with the hatred of another. Much more toxic. That's why in the Teicha, when we read in Parshas Bechukosah just before Shavuos, Nutzi Torah Tisfeilu Shonos, the Torah does use both expressions. On the one hand, v'nigaftim lifnei oyveichem, that you'll be harmed by your enemies, v'rodu b'chem seineichem, and you will be mistreated by your haters. There Rashi explains, oyvecha means those who are your enemies, who kind of surround you from the outside. Whereas he translates the haters as those who are looking to find your secret weaknesses, to find the opportunity, your vulnerabilities, to be able to take advantage of those vulnerabilities and to harm you. So in other words, to summarize, a person who's an enemy only has a so-called revealed or visible kind of hatred. Could be that the reason he has this hatred is for self-preservation. You're my enemy. I don't hate you fundamentally. I hate you because you threaten me. As det sveta zolim nit kenen shediken. I don't want you to harm me. And therefore he is happy just to have whatever kind of superficial steps necessary to prevent that person from causing them harm. Whereas somebody who hates another person, which means that the hatred is very much instilled within the heart, he's going to constantly look for the opportunity to chase the person, to harm the person. Therefore Rashi says those haters are not just people who surround us from the outside to attack us, but those are people who are looking to expose and to take advantage of our vulnerabilities. Now that we understand that oyev and tsone are two completely different psychologies, we can understand the two different expressions that Rashi speaks about. That Hashem is going to scatter your enemies, those are the people who've literally practically gathered up in order to fight you. And Abish is going to chase away those who hate you. These are the people who are chasing after you to find a way to be able to harm you. The fact that Eibush is going to scatter those people who are our enemies who have gathered up together is not fundamentally linked to the word oivecha. Because there are multiple ways in which enemies might choose to attack us. There's nothing fundamental about the word oyev that means that they've gathered together. Because the nature of military strategy is sometimes it makes sense to pool all of the military resources into a single place, sometimes it makes more sense to spread them out. That's why Rashi cannot say oyvecha equals mechunasim. That's not true. Rather, Rashi is saying, when the enemies do come together en masse, then they will scatter them. But enemies might choose a different approach. So you can't say elu, that the definition of enemies is people who come together. And then was the pasuk zokt for your futsu. Rashi notices. Here the pasuk says, what's going to happen? The Eibush is going to scatter them. So we can understand. We must obviously be referring to the particular military strategy of the particular set of enemies who choose to come together in order to attack us. Whereas when the Torah tells us that David is going to chase away those who hate us, there Rashi is confident to say the definition of Mesanecho is people who are chasing, pursuing us. Not only because the word v'yonusu is the opposite of them chasing us, not thus is the in al taich for Mesanecho, but rather that chasing, pursuing us is the definition of hatred. Mesanecho elu horoifim, as Rashi says. Asach v'savon asin v'leiv, and therefore zan is a roifim. And it's because we're talking about people who have this deep emotional hatred for the Jewish people, and therefore they pursue us. They're going to chesed to tzon shlecht steden. They're always looking for opportunities to cause us harm. Therefore, they are defined as roifim. So now that we understand the difference between an oyev and a soine, that an oyev is a practical thing that has to be dealt with practically. This is a person who, for whatever reason, has come against us as an enemy and therefore has to be vanquished. Whereas a soine is somebody who's constantly finding ways to cause us trouble and therefore they have to be chased away. Once Rashi's given us that information, that the definition of haters is somebody who's literally got this toxic energy inside of the depths of their heart, even against the Jewish people, which is why they're always pursuing us and trying to find ways to catch us out and prove that we're doing every single thing wrong. Might sound familiar in today's world. So now that Rashi's defined that, now he has the next question. If that's the definition of soine, how can you say misanecho? That there are people in this world who are pursuing hatred of Hashem, klapei maila? That a human being, is it even feasible, should have this indelible hatred towards the Eibishter, in a way of constantly finding opportunities to, so to speak, cause negative to the Eibishter? How's that possible? Bishlomoi vecho, it makes sense that they could be enemies of Hashem. Because that's really a description of people who are behaving in a particular hateful way in the moment. Especially as it says in Parshas B'Shalach, those who rise up against Hashem, which is really just describing behavior more than anything else. That makes sense. Neged Hashem is fashtandik. Because you have a person who wants to do something which is against what Hashem wants. And the person is unable to control himself or doesn't want to control themselves. Is it murdered by Hashem? That's a rebel against Hashem. Doing opposite to what the Eibishter wants. That's somebody who's rising up against Hashem. In fact, it could even become malicious. The person is so annoyed at the fact that the Eibishter doesn't want me to behave in a particular way that I'm going to show him. So you can call them an enemy. But how could a human being ever become a hater of Hashem? A person who has deep inside their heart a hatred of Hashem, that's going to translate into consistently finding ways to be able to behave maliciously towards Hashem. How's that possible? Therefore, Rashi specifies, we're not talking generically about Hashem, but rather, the Eibishter is a creator. Firstly, Rashi wants to illustrate to us how bizarre and ridiculous it is for a person to hate Hashem. Because who is the Eibishter? The one who made the world. Therefore, number one is, it's illogical that a person would hate the source of their own life, the one who created them. Furthermore, because we're describing, as Rashi points out, the one who spoke the world into existence. How's it even possible that the Eibishter should create a human who has the capacity to hate and constantly, so to speak, chase the Eibishter? If there meant for Rashi, therefore Rashi explains it's not possible. Mesanecho elu soini Yisrael. So therefore, the word mesanecho does not mean somebody who has this burning hatred of Hashem, but rather burning hatred of the Jewish people, and it's the same thing. Mit mesanecho b'chol mokom v'et yomein soini Yisrael. Rashi is illustrating to us that those who hate the Eibishter equals those who hate the Jewish people. Dos heist asin kfusha b'leiv tzum mishov ma'om avohoy yoyinu mistaken itchayich. In other words, Rashi is telling us it is impossible for a human being to have this toxic, chronic state of hatred towards the Eibishter. Aber, di vasein and seine es Yisrael, but those who do have that toxic hatred to the Jewish people, di vasein asina kavusha tzeiden, berashat shen gebrach beferush alochi biyodosh esav seine leYaakov, those who hate the Jewish people, which Rashi has already identified, is the natural state of Esav. Halacha defines that they hate Yaakov. Zayne zebederch memele seine smishama v'hoyoyilam. They automatically hate those who are connected to, they automatically hate the Eibishter. That's what it means to hate Jews. Now, that's a very radical statement Rashi's making. Must Rashi bring an araya from Pasuk? Rashi has to prove it from a Pasuk. How do we know that those who hate the Yidden hate the Eibishter? Shenemar, it says, here is a Pasuk. Those who hate you have raised their heads. On me, heim, who are they, says Rashi? Alam chayyari masoid. The pasuk continues. Mesanecha, those who hate you are, alam chayyari masoid, those who are crafting schemes against the Jewish people. Therefore, Zetmen, as Verzan, Mesanecha, on me, heim, divas alam chayyari masoid, that illustrates to us clearly that who are the people defined as haters of Hashem? The anti-Semites of the world. With that information, we can see the nuanced differences between the language Rashi uses here versus what he said in Parashas B'Shalach. In Pasuk Taris Komecho, is Rashi Nitois in Suzagna as Komecho Bechalas Fabunim Itakom in Mali Yisrael. In that Pasuk, Rashi wasn't looking to define the word Komim, that those who rise up against Hashem always equal those who rise up against the Jewish people. Why not? Because it's possible that people literally rise up against Hashem, rebel against Hashem. So without necessarily being anti-Semitic, they could just simply be rebelling against Hashem. And therefore, Rashi cannot define generically, Kamecha always means those who rise against the Jewish people, because it's not true. People can rise against Hashem. No, Rashi will mevoizein dem komecha in dem pasuk, rather in Oz Yosher. Rashi is telling us in this particular context of this word komecha von shiras hayom, for in haben obgegeben dem Eibishter Hashem veidoyfa dem was mark for his parv vechelu yorav hayom goimer. In this context, where the Eden are thanking and praising Hashem for having destroyed and drowned the Egyptians and the cavalry, veizeinen es divos de pasuk do bezeichnen das als komecha. So in this context, when we're talking about an enemy state, who the Eibishter is destroying, in this context, who are Komecha? It's those who rose up against the Jews. My time is Rashi Mariach B'Lashona, which is why Rashi had to add extra words, which we asked about. Hakomim Negdecha, on a Taishos, Mi Heim Hakomim Kenekto, who are they in this context to rise up against Hashem? V'meinder Pasuk, Eid Hakomim Al Yisrael, the people who rise against the Jewish people. But that's not necessarily the case across the board. Then Rashi says, and where else do we see such a thing, that those who rise up against the Jewish people are considered those who rise up against Hashem? Therefore, bring Rashi a dugma. So Rashi says, I'll show you an illustration of something similar. It's not a proof that this is the meaning of the word akamim. It's a similar thing. V'cheinu oimer, for noch ha-posuk. There's another posuk with the same message. Kina yivecha yemoyun, those nations who agitate against Hashem, what is their agitation? They're scheming against the Jewish people. Therefore, the Torah designates them as Hashem's enemies. That illustrates that it is possible that those who rise up against the Jewish people can be designated as those who rise up against Hashem. It's not always the case, but it can be the case. Whereas in our parasha, in our parasha, Rashi wants to be clear. The definition of hating Hashem equals hating the Jewish people. Therefore, he doesn't bring another example in Tanakh, he brings a proof. That who is considered to rise up against the Eibishter, to hate the Eibishter, is those who scheme against the Jewish people. Let's take this now to a deeper spiritual level. Similar to the pasuk where Moshe Rabbeinu is asking the Eibishter to rise up and to destroy our enemies, is oich the pasuk in Tehillim. There's a similar pasuk in Tehillim which says yokum elekim, that the Eibishter should get up, yofutzo yevecha, and scatter your enemies, and his haters should run from him. Sounds very similar, right? No, mitin shinoi. The big difference is in Chumash state kumo havaya. The name of Hashem that is used in our parasha is Havaya, and in Tinnim is Yochem Elikim. Come to us. As Mashiachus and Minyam, Vert Eibishter Demon Durch Drei Toyarim, then we can see now that there are three different titles used to refer to Hashem in the context of this conversation, how the Eibishter deals with the haters, which is the anti-Semites. In Chumash Teit Havaya. Chumash uses the word Havaya. In Ksuvim, which is Tinnim, is the Lashon Elikim. And in Teresh Baal Peh, Oral Teresh, which is Sifri V'Rashi, it says, Misham Avo Yo'ilam, the one who spoke the world into existence. Why the three titles? V'Shleim Arbir Bozeh. The deeper reason why these are called your enemies, Hashem, or your haters, is it's because the Torah is describing a scenario versus felt in the Avodah von Eden where the Yidden are not behaving as they should. And we see that in our parashah. Rashi is meramez b'firusha v'ayibin tzeha oren. Rashi tells us when we get to this section, v'ayibin tzeha oren, and he says, as nichtav kan gedel hafzik ben puronius to furonius, that this pasuk was, this parashah was stuck in over here to separate between some very negative stories that are discussed in the parashah. The kum Hashem kum mafzik zanim avatel zanim to puronius. So therefore, this pasuk, that David should stand up against our enemies, is there to separate all the negativity and hopefully to neutralize that negativity. The reason there was so much negativity at the time is because our avoda was lacking. And therefore the message over here is that David is going to help us not really because we've deserved it necessarily. This is exactly what the Torah wants us to know. The reason David is going to protect us against our enemies is not necessarily because we're perfect. It's not because we necessarily have done everything and we're as firm as we should be and as united as we should be, but rather because our enemies are Hashem's enemies. In Andre Verte, in other words, if the Goyim believe that they could somehow harm us, even though we're Hashem's treasured nations, if the Eibush is not going to step in and stop the nations from harming us, it's just a chilul Hashem. Forget about what's going to happen to us. It's a desecration of the Eibush's name because they see us as an extension of Him. The nations of the world are not concerned with whether the Jews are as firm as they should be or not. They look at it. This is the chosen nation. This is Hashem's people. This is the firstborn nation. Therefore, like we say in Hallel, don't save us for our sake. Do it for your honor. It's only Zayin Shmiya Godom Mechulol B'Goyim that we shouldn't chas v'shalom have a scenario where the Eibush's name is desecrated amongst the nations. So why is the Eibush going to save us? Not because we deserve it, but because it's an indictment on Hashem if chas v'shalom something happens to us. And dos is the tefillah kum avayi v'yofutzu goyim. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is saying. Let the Eibush rise up and scatter our enemies. K'deyas olzayim v'yofutzu avech v'yonusu m'sanecho. In order to get rid of our enemies, mozayim begilu defabun v'skashos v'nidin b'akadosh baruch. The first thing that has to be clear is our connection to the Eibush. Was ken zach v'yonim ken es nitop shvachin. Which no power in the world can undermine. Therefore, because we have this absolute connection to the Eibush that nothing can harm, doesn't matter what spiritual state we're in, to exchange us for another nation, chas v'shalom, is impossible. And that illustrates clearly that those who hate us are hating the Eibush, because we're one entity. When you see Havaya, when you see the Eibush's connection with us, naturally the enemies have to be destroyed. Moshe Rabbeinu says specifically, let the Eibush rise up. What does it mean, rise up? It means to elevate Shem Havaya. Havaya is a name that is associated with the process of bringing the world into existence. Kumo Havaya is to elevate the name Havaya even beyond existence, beyond the whole system. Because at that level, Esav and Yaakov may appear the same, but David loves us unconditionally and therefore will destroy our enemies. That's in concept. But we actually need to be saved practically. What's it actually going to cause the enemies to scatter? This is silent dollar matter on earth, not in some spiritual abstract concept. We need that kumma havaya to translate into the reality of our world with all of its obstruction and concealment. That's why there are three titles of Eibush used in this context. In Chumash, when you're looking in the Chumash, which is the original scripture, that's where you can see and experience the spiritual source of everything. Therefore, we have the description of what's going to make Hashem destroy our enemies. Because once we have that elevated state of Eibushter, which is Ves Yaakov or Hafti, that's what's going to cause the destruction of our enemies. in ksuvim, then that has to evolve to the next level, which is ksuvim. But yonim for Torah v'nimshach mer lemato, where all the very elevated concepts of Torah are now brought a little bit more down to earth. Obviously, it's not chalzat Torah from Torah shebichsav, but still within the context of Torah shebichsav. Shet yokum elikim. There, David HaMelech says, elikim should get up. Which means that the conceptual elevation of Hashem to a point of recognizing or revealing the absolute love that He has for us should enter into the realm of Elikim. Yes, Elikim is a name of David, it's a holy name, but as we well know, Elikim is a plural word. And Elikim is the reason why there's darkness and concealment in our world. That means we're now bringing this awareness of Hashem's absolute love to us into the murkiness of our world. And then when you get to Torah Shabbal Peh, we remember, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Torah Shabbal Peh, it's not good enough to read the words, which would fulfill the mitzvah of learning Torah in Torah Shabbichsav. But you actually have to understand. So therefore, Torah Shabbal Peh is all about the human understanding of the information. There we refer to David as the one who spoke the world into existence. Because we're describing how we are very much immersed in the realities of our concealed world. We're just conscious of the fact that there's a source of the world. But it's me, the one who created the world. Means to say, I don't really have a clarity on what David is, or what David looks like, so to speak. Me, so there's an existence who created the world. When we can bring that Kuma Avaya into this very lowly, finite world, that's what actually practically gets rid of our enemies. Because we have to be aware of and concerned with these enemies and haters who potentially could desecrate Hashem's name. Because that's what's at stake. The Eibishter's name is at stake. Therefore, the Eibishter's not going to take all these fancy considerations. The Eibishter's not even going to take into consideration the fact that by rights we really have to first do tshuva in order to be helped. And instead, the Eibishter immediately brings the geula that we need immediately.